英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays。
一周的学习生活呢，一定要从周一的美文开始啊！今天我们给大家带来一篇同样的非常都市、非常细节派的美文。上一次呢，我们做了一次尝试哈、啊，还记得吗？我们聊的是那个啊，金钱背后的繁华，
yeah.
繁华背后的荒凉。
Last week, if you remember, we talked about like a story about like people living in a very expensive house, and people who are very rich, so rich, they did not know what to do with their time. Today's story, the style is a little bit similar, I would say, but it's definitely not the same story, so you better pay attention.
哎，但是这两周呢，我们选的文章啊，这个朱老师啊亲自选的文章，都是非常的细节化的描写现代都市人的一种生活以及他们的心理状态。这样呢，跟我们听友啊，大家现在跟我们的心情呢有更多的 related， 有相似之处、
yeah.
啊，我们可以去从中呢感受到自己如果是这剧中人的话啊，
yeah.
有什么样的感觉？
Well, this story is especially like that. I think, like when I was reading it.It was just as if I walked into a restaurant and I saw the whole story happening in front of my eyes. It's really like written in a certain way that draws you entirely into the conversation. Like you are like some secret listener, like somewhere hidden under the table. And you hear two people having a normal conversation. Or not.
很多那些作家呀，就是他们的灵感都是来自于什么咖啡馆啊，什么餐厅啊，在人多的一些场合，他们去观察别人是怎么在生活，怎么在交谈，在说话。从中呢，他观察出或者是总结出，描写出一些人性啊，比较相通的地方。
Yeah, and this story is maybe even written like based on the observations from like some writer who just went to a restaurant and he saw a couple having a certain conversation and it gave him inspiration just to write it down and then make a story out of it. The story we're going to read today.
那今天这个故事我们要去观察人的哪一方面呢？就是说你的身边啊，我们来问问大家哈，有没有这样的一种人，就是说他做任何事情啊都是挺心不在焉的。
Yeah
啊，比如说他跟你一起吃饭吧，啊，跟你一块逛街，跟你一块看电影，他就只顾着自己说话玩手机，就当你呢或旁边的人是空气，就完全无视对方的存在。
Yeah, it's likeit's a pity actually that these kind of people are out there, but I'm sure everyone knows one or two of these kind of people. They, when you meet them, they hardly have any interest in what you are doing or how you are doing, how you are feeling. They only sort of give a speech about their own things, about what they think, about their lives, etc. As if youare just not there even, like they can might as well talk to the wall and still keep on talking.
生活中我们也可能会遇到这样的人啊，就是说比如你们第一次见面吧，大家要聊天吧、
yeah.
肯定一般的人来说呢都要互相的问问对方，比如你干什么的呀，做什么工作呀，生活怎么样之类的、
yeah.
但有一种人呢，就是说他对别人是完全就是无感、
yeah.
他只顾着呢谈论着自己，就沉浸在自己的世界里。
Yeah, I once heard actually that is mainly because they feel so nervous about like themselves. They lack a certain self-esteem, so they are afraid to kind of ask too many questions or like to show too much interest in the other person just to, because they think, oh, maybe that's weird if I ask that, or maybe the person says something I have no idea about, so I cannot talk along with that person, so I better just keep on talking about myself.
哎，这种情况啊，我们想一想生活中是不是都能遇到。那有可能呢是可能你的父母是这样，可能你的亲人有的人是这样，你的爱人，你的同事，你的老板，可能你与之打交道的有些人他就是这样、
yeah.
其实这种无视呢是一种比较无声的琢磨哈。
Yeah, because it can actually hurt people. Like nothing hurts more than the feeling of being ignored, being likeyeah, that the person across you just doesn't pay any interest in what you are doing. Like, you might as well not exist. That is very hurtful.
我们知道英文中有个单词注意力叫做 attention.
Exactly.
那么它的反义词 inattention 就是不注意、
yeah.
无视不关心不 care.
Yeah, and if you feel that the person you're talking to is just inattentive, meaning that he doesn't show any attention to you, then you feel like unwanted. Mm. You feel like you might as well not be there. You feel like not respected.
我们其实也可以举一个简单的例子，你比如说有人哈带着自己的父母或者是孩子到餐厅去吃饭，但是呢就一直忙着自己的事儿。
Yeah.
就把自己的亲人明明是要带出去吃饭一起活动活动啊，晃这个比如说像聊聊天啊、
yeah.
啊这个营造一下关系啊，嘿晾在那儿自己玩手机、
yeah.
自己聊自己的或者打电话处理工作的事情。
About the phone, you see that so many times, like that couples go on a romantic date or like a dinner or like a drink together, and then both of them, they are just playing with their phone.All the time.
你说到这个 romantic date.
Yeah.
这就是今天我们这个故事情节要描述的一个简单的生活片段。它就是一个比较浪漫的约会。这理论上是一个应该比较浪漫的约会。
Yeah,
是不是
the intention was, I'm sure, very romantic, but the outcome, the practical realization of the intention,
就是
definitely not.
这个约会呢是这样的，就是这个男主啊、
yeah.
就完全沉浸在一个自说自话的性质里面，眼神一直是看着邻座的一个女孩、
yeah.
看着邻座的人、
It's so insulting. I feel so sorry for the woman.
并且呢，她是不停的观察打量，她一边评头论足，然后有一搭没一搭的就聊这些无关的话，然后呢，既不要这个女主插话呢，也听不见她说什么，也不 care 她在干什么，然后自己觉得无聊了，妈就站起来准备走了，还理所当然的要对方把那账给结了，结果对方是一脸惊愕和无奈。
Yeah, he is like super full of himself and he seriously doesn't realize how hurtful he is and how arrogant he is actually.
啊，说到这里我们每个人都能联想起来生活中可能也经历过类似的情景了吧。
It's very possible.
提醒大家的是，同样是篇短文哈，现代都市小说嘛，当代小说，自然语言是有些难了，但是我们可以一起来品味品味，琢磨琢磨啊。好，一起来进入到今天的美文，名字叫做 Icicles。
Icicles. Her hands are like icicles on the horizon.He said, and took a drag of his coffee. She nodded blankly at him, barely registering the observations that swayed his tongue and flavored his mouth. Do you see how she's shaking? He asked, not taking his eyes off the porcelain doll ordering dinner from across the room. He fumbled down distractedly.To the table, found his plate, and devoured a fry in a half-reflective way that dressed all his actions. To this, she murmured a vague, It was enough of a reply to fill the empty space he controlled over the table, enough for him to be non-committal and inattentive.She reached through the mess of their cups and plates to spear a French fry from his plate. She shifted her weight. The chair rocked under her, threatening her already uncertain balance, an attempt to grace in one blow. She moved the feet of the chair, hopping to find some sort of equilibrium, but again the seat rocked under her, still precarious.Look at the angles to her face, he went on, working his words around mouthfuls. His eyes never wavered in their stiff, critical stare of wonderment and interest. There's just something about her that screams vulnerability.
好，感受了一下，我们一起来看课文了哈。
Her hands...are like icicles on the horizon.
今天第一个关键词就是标题 icicles. 这个呢是冰柱子、啊、冰柱。
Yeah. They're the long thin pieces of ice that are hanging down, often in the ceiling of a cave, that is like they're long and thin. And you can imagine if a woman has those kind of fingers, that's very attractive.
Icicles, 冰柱啊，冬天的时候呢，那个屋檐下结的冰柱就是这个 icicles 啊，它也有一个意思呢，是指那个冷冰冰的人啊，冷冰冰、冷漠无情的人。啊，在这儿呢，我们开场第一句就是 icicles， 说呀，一个直接引语，他的手啊，就像地平线上伫立的冰柱一样。如果说一个人的手像冰柱，就是形容他的手是非常纤细、纤长而漂亮。
He said and took a drag of coffee.
好，这位男士呢是一边说呀，一边呢 took a drag of a coffee， 就是
take a sip。
哎，这个 drag 拖等于 sip， S I P， 小啜饮了一口。
I don't know if you remember last week we studied took a drag of a cigarette. That is like to take a little like.to breathe a little bit of smoke in through a cigarette.
哎，上周我们也是 took a drag， 不过呢是吸了一口烟。你看，今天呢是吸了一口咖啡。
She nodded blankly at him.
然后这个女士呢点着头、yeah. 哈，怎么点头呢？是一种 blankly at somebody.
Yeah, if someone does something blankly, like nodding, that person doesn't have any emotion.Or reaction or understanding about what the person across her says.
类似这些词语呢，就是今天这篇文章当中的经典的一些用词，很细节的用词。Blank 是空白的，那么空白的点了一下头，就是很茫然的，很面无表情的，很怅然若失的点了一下头，对着他。反正对方在说话嘛，你就点一下头。
Barely registering the observations that swayed his tongue and flavored his mouth.
Barely, 几乎没有，它是一个比较否定的词语。好了，这里的 register 可能大家见过，它是注册的意思，是不是？哎，今天这里会有一个新意思。
Yeah, if you register something, you realize or notice something. So, like, if your teacher is asking you a question, like, do you know what 1+1 is? And you were totally not paying attention, but you did hear a certain question, but you have no idea what the teacher asked, then you don't.Register.
所以新用法新意思就是 realize or notice 注意到啊，他是完全没有注意到 the observations 就是这种观察
that swayed his tongue and flavored his mouth
这什么意思
well the observations that are like his observations the things he said like the things he sawthat make his tongue move and make words swayed his tongue so likeIf I see something and I say exactly what I see, then the thing I see that swayed my tongue, like the thing I saw that made my tongue move and made me talk about it. So to sway is to move.
哎，就是舌尖啊，就摇动他的舌尖。然后呢 flavor his mouth, flavored, 也是、yeah. 也是搅动的意思
Yeah, like this is a, just a little bit of a metaphorical way of speaking. Like it means that he was constantly busy with observing the environment and talking about what he saw and like obviously judging it. Like he was constantly, his mouth was full with observations, flavored his mouth. You can imagine it like,If you eat lá jiao, your whole mouth tastes like lá jiao, yeah? But if you constantly talk about what you see and what you judge at that moment, then your mouth is also full with that flavor.
是的，这句话的意思是他几乎没有注意到啊，这样的一种观察，就是说他的舌尖呢正好在嘴里有滋有味的搅动。因为一个人想要发表评论和观点的时候，是不是要动嘴啊？对吧？
Yeah.
要动嘴啊，但是啊，这个时候他没有意识到自己已经陷入了开始在评头论足别人的这个边缘了啊。His tongue swayed his tongue and flavored his mouth 啊，这个用词就很生动。
Do you see how she's shaking? He asked.
哎，你看见她是怎么握手的了吗 ？How she's shaking?
Not taking his eyes off the porcelain doll ordering dinner across the room.
根本啊就没有 taking eyes off 把眼睛从什么挪开对面桌的人啊他做了一个比喻叫 porcelain
doll
瓷娃娃
yeah well if someone is a porcelain doll that's a, like also a metaphor to say that that person looks flawlessLike white skin and like bright red lips and just like a porcelain doll basically, just no flaw, like dressed beautifully but very, very fragile.
瓷娃娃大家都知道吧？应该是形容一个女孩长得很漂亮，白皙，
yeah.
美丽吧？
Yeah, if a girl looks like a porcelain doll, that girl looks very pretty.
那就是说，远处肯定有一个人长得挺漂亮的。Ordering dinner across the room.
Yeah.
那就在那个房间对面呢，啊，一个长得特别漂亮，颜值特别高的 porcelain doll 啊 doll 像瓷娃娃一样的一个女生呢，正在对面啊，在那个点餐。
Yeah, this is very rude. I mean, if you have like a romantic date, you don't talk about someone else attractive in the room.
这一开始就有点奇怪，你明明你自己在 dating.
Yeah.
完了，眼神一直注意门口那个点餐的人。
I would get so mad.
并且还要说出来。
Yeah. He fumbled down distractedly to the table, found his plate, and devoured a fry.
一连串的动作，这个时候呢 ,he fumbled down, 啊就是摸索啊摸索摸索什么东西 ,distractly, 就是比较随意的在摸索着，手呢就直接就摸索到这个桌边去。
Yeah, he was just moving his hand slowly downwards, like he's just like, yeah, he didn't really know what to do with his hand, so he's justYou know, like a bit bored, so you just like, okay, I will just grab a fry.
对，因为毕竟也在吃东西嘛。
Yeah.
所以这手呢，因为眼睛没有看见手，眼睛在盯着对面。
Yeah.
所以这手呢，就摸摸索索的叫 fumble down distractly to the table, found his plate, 啊，哦，摸到他的盘了，然后 devour, 吞下，啊，吞下一根 fry, 薯条。
In the half-reflective way,that dressed all his actions.
Half reflective way.
Well, if someone is reflective, let's talk about that first, someone is being very serious and caring. Well, this guy obviously is not. So he is half reflective. He's not really careful or serious. He's a bit, mama hoo hoo.
明白了，这解释得很好。Reflective 就是认真的。你 half reflective 就是敷衍的马马虎虎的、yeah. 然后 that dressed all his actions dressed、yeah.
so all his actions were half reflective that is what this sentence means like、the way he does things he usually does all his actions they were half reflective like not careful at all、
都装点着他的这些一举一动哈，他的行为他的所有的这些都是一种 half reflective dressed all his actions
to this she murmured a vague It was enough of a reply to fill the empty space he controlled over the table.
就看见了这一切 to this. 然后这位女士呢 murmured, 小声的就低声的
Yeah, like,
细语
to murmur, that means to talk in a very unclear, soft, low voice. So no one can really hear what you say, just a little bit like,
对，那这个 vague 呢，也是特别不清晰的。
Yeah, vague is not clear, very unclear.
其实他主要是在提醒对方，意思就是他发了点声音出来，
yeah, like,
他发了点声音出来，他感觉到自己好像这个人有点奇怪。
Yeah, she was also like a little bit, yeah, confused about what he's now saying.
为什么坐在这里在聊着那一边？
Yeah,
他觉得很奇怪，就发了点声音来提醒他。It was enough.Of a reply, 啊，这是一个什么？足够的回答。
To fill the empty space he controlled over the table.
来填满这个空白的空间，是由他来控制的，由对方来控制的 over the table.
Enough for him to be non-committal and inattentive.
啊，对对方来说呢，足够，啊，足够呢，足够 non-committal.不投入以及 inattentive 漫不经心了
Yeah, non-committal is that you are not saying what you think or plan to do like he's like totally speaking differently than it should be than it's like is expected of him
就是他发出一点声音来应付他的那种 non-committal 我们知道 commit 是投入 non-committal 就是不投入的那种完全不在意不投入的以及 inattentive 漫不经心的那种样子
She reached through the mess of their cups and plates to spear a french fry from his plate.
好这个时候呢啊这个女子做了一个什么动作呢
Yeah, she spears a French fry from his plate.
好 ,spears, 就是那个叉那个矛。
Yeah.
我们说用叉子叉那个薯条来吃呢还可以用 spear 这个单词。
Yeah, to spear, that means to push something sharp or pointed into something else. So she just, yeah, she pushed her fork into a French fry. So that means she speared a French fry. But yeah, do note that to spear really implies that you attack the thing you want to spear, that you really jump on it.
对你想他 reach through the mass.就是他呢伸手够到了的一盘狼藉在他们俩共同的盘子里的这盘狼藉当中呢他去靠近这盘狼藉然后呢从对方的盘子里插了一根薯条来吃意思就是说你看我都在插你的薯条吃了
Yeah She shifted her weight
他调整了一下他的重心
The chair rocked under her
诶他的椅子呢还是在他的身子下边晃来晃去的
Yeah, to rock. If a chair rocks, then it moves from side to side, from backward to forward.
因为他要倾到前面去插对方盘子里的薯条嘛
Threatening her already uncertain balance and attempted grace in one blow.
椅子晃来晃去哈 Threatening 就是威胁吧也是造成威胁造成他呢 She already uncertain balance 还已经失衡的这个身体以及 attempted grace
Well, attempted grace, that is a bit of an abstract concept, don't you think? Well, grace is something you do in an elegant way
优雅
like, Yeah, elegance And she's trying to be elegant to be like very like graceful in her actions But then her chair was rocking and like making her feel unsteady So like if the chair rocks the chair goes back and forwardThen the chair actually threatens her grace because, like, she can might as well fall, right?
对，所以还要保持优雅，但是呢，又很难保持优雅 in one blow.
This is actually also very metaphorically because imagine how she would feel right now when the guy starts talking about another woman suddenly. You also feel out of balance, right? If you would be her, you would feel like a bit surprised and not certain anymore. Like, you would be like...Okay, this is not going well, but like, I don't know what to do. That is unbalanced, unsteady. So, yeah, the writer is very good in using metaphors here.
She moved the feet of the chair. 她动了动椅子腿儿 hoping to find some sort of...
Equilibrium.
这个单词的意思可能大家没见过哈，它也是平衡的意思。
Yeah, an equilibrium...is a balance. It's a situation in which there is a balance between two different things. So she wanted to reach an equilibrium between her weight and a chair.
这种课文啊确实跟我们以前相比的话真的有一些高端啊但是我们值得挑战一下啊能理解最好不能理解咱就当鉴赏啊大家不要有包袱。But again, the seat rocked under her. 啊，椅子还是在身下晃来晃去。Still,
precarious.
Precarious, 就是。
But something that is precarious is something that is not safe and very likely to fall. So the seat was very likely to fall.
危险的,不稳的。好。
Look at the angles to her face, he went on.
这个男士还在说什么
He's so annoying
你看他脸上的棱角
He went on Working his words around mouthfuls
你看都已经是 mouthful 了嘴里都塞满了食物了然后还在不停地说话这一边嚼着一边就说着
His eyes never wavered in their stiff critical stare of wonderment and interest
他的眼睛呢从来没有摇摆
Yeah,
摇摆在哪儿啊
Like, if eyes waver, then they're not steady. They're not steady focus, and they change a lot in direction. So if they never waver, like his eyes never wavered, so his eyes were never unfocused. His eyes were always kept focused on that person across the room.
那我们可以理解为这个词语就是直勾勾的盯着。
Yeah.
眼睛没动就直勾勾的盯着 In their stiff critical
stare
of wonderment and interest
Yeah, so he was constantly staring at her in a very stiff way That means that he just did not move his eyes Critical, that is that he was like constantly judging everything about the lady he saw So he was constantly looking at her hair and like giving it a judgment. He was looking at her face and giving it a judgment, etc., etc. He was constantly critical of wonderment, like he was surprised. Oh, look at that. That's actually very nice. And interest. Oh, why would she do this and this?
所以他的目光里有三种状态。第一种呢是想评价对方啊 ,critical.
Yeah.
啊第二种呢是 wonderment, 是很好奇。第三种呢是有兴趣 ,interest.、
Yeah.
就带着这种啊浓重的这种三种情绪就开始一直在直勾勾的盯着别人。然后自己还自言自语到说 Oh, there's just something about her that screams
Vulnerability. Yeah, if someone looks vulnerable, then someone looks like easy to be hurt. Someone looks fragile. Someone looks not so strong. So he says, okay, that girl over there looks fragile. She doesn't look very strong or very like uneasy to be broken. No, on contrary, like she looks very fragile.
那种一种易脆弱的易受伤的状态就是 vulnerable 然后就形容一个人呢有一种文弱的外表看上去容易受伤啊，他就说嗯，他文弱的外表后一定有一些让人惊叹的故事
嗯，
这种就不知道哪儿来的这种莫名的很莫名的这种
very strange remarks that's for sure
好第二段
嗯She swallowed the hot, gritty remains of her tea. Her cup clunked as it hit the table, jolting the settled objects. But his attention never strayed from the other woman across the room. She picked up her croissant, then lowered it back to her plate, seeing the tanned lines of her knuckles holding her fingers in place. She turned her palm up and followed the lines that traced her destiny.You really have to wonder about people like that, he continued in the silence. How they feel, how they see the world. Don't you ever just wish you could go up and introduce yourself to a stranger and learn their entire story? She took her croissant again and took a voice-saving mouthful, nodding her head disjointedly to glance at her tongue-trapped partner,on the other side of the table. She sneakily slid her feet out of her shoes and flexed her toes in their freedom under the tablecloth tiered table. The ache wrenched in her bones, and her thoughts drifted to the woman he kept talking about. And instantly, she felt the emptiness and pain of rejection.
开始聊起来呢就没完了哈、啊。好那这个时候这女生是怎么反应的呢
Hmm, she swallowed the hot, gritty remains of her tea.
她呢先嗯了一声然后呢吞下了这个热茶的这个 gritty remain、yeah. of her tea.
Yeah, if tea is gritty, then there are pieces of tea leaves in the tea.So, like, imagine Chinese tea, there are sometimes a little bit of pieces of tea in the tea left, right?
茶底嘛，一些 remains of the tea.
Her cup clunked as it hit the table.
就是她先囫囵地吞下了、咽下了杯子当中的那些比较粗糙、那些热茶底，一口气给她喝了。然后呢，怎么说 ,clunked as it hit the table, 是把杯子砰的一声、当的一声重重地放在了桌子上。
Jolting the settled objects, but his attention never strayed from the other woman.
Jolting, 啊，就是都震了
yeah, to move, to shake, to shock. So, like, she put her cup down very, like, loud with a lot of force. So the settled objects, the objects on the table, they kind of, like, moved. They were shocked. They were jolted.
重重地把杯子放在了桌上不是要发出声音吗同时还把其他的那些 settled objects 桌上摆放的一些物品呢都给震了起来 jolting the settled objects 不啪一下去那些东西都给震了起来
but his attention never strayed from the other woman across the room
哎，但是这对方的注意力啊丝毫没有从远处的目光当中收回来啊 Attention never strayed away 就从来没有 strayed away 离开过 other woman across the room
She picked up her croissant then lowered it back to her plate, seeing the tanned lines of her knuckles holding her fingers in place.
大家喜欢吃的牛角包、羊角包啊，就叫做 croissant.
Yeah, croissant. That is like a French bun. They eat a lot in France, but also in other places in Europe. It's typical if you go out for a breakfast or lunch, like brunch date, basically, to eat a croissant.
因为他们在吃早午餐嘛，他俩吃的这个是早午餐、
yeah.
啊，就有 croissant， 他就拿起了自己的这个 croissant，、
yeah.
然后呢
，She lowered it back to her plate， seeing the tanned lines of her knuckles holding her fingers in place，
都到了自己看自己开始玩自己的食物的这个样子了，
yeah.
他拿起羊角包，然后又把它放回盘子里，眼睛呢看着自己的指关节被晒得黝黑的那种纹路。就太无聊了，只能看自己了。这个叫做seeing the tanned 晒黑的 lines of her
knuckles
关节 knuckles
holding her fingers in place. So yeah, she must have been so bored by this point, like just staring at her fingers, thinking probably about her age. Like because like if you focus on lines on your hands or your face, then you're thinking about how old you are, right?
就是你可以看到有的人他在无聊的时候就只剩下玩手了，以及看手，哇，欣赏一下自己的手，挺漂亮的， yeah. 哪里长了点皱纹啊？看一下指掌纹怎么样长的，就是
nails。
对，或者是指甲啊，是不是要做一下新指甲了，弄个什么花色
Yeah. She turned her palm up and followed the lines that traced her destiny.
啊、哦、果然看掌纹了开始。Turn her palm 就是手掌 up, 把那手掌呢翻过来向上，然后 follow the lines, 沿着这些线呢 that traced her destiny, 啊开始追寻着手掌上的命运线，开始看起来了。
You really have to wonder about people like that, he continued in the silence.
就在这样的一片无聊的沉默当中呢，哈，这个男士呢又开始说话了。
Yeah, and he is so annoying giving her advice about something she should do. She should do the same as he is doing.
然后他就跟对方啊，跟女士说，他说你真的得关注一下那样的人。You really have to wonder about people like that.我们有的同学说呢，他说是因为对面的那个人特别的 sexy, 而让他给吸引了。其实不是这个意思。
No.
不是这个意思，就是对方如果是作为男的他也会这么看。
Yeah.
不是说对方是因为容颜很好那么看。作者想说的不是这个意思哈。哈。他就是说呀，他想说的意思就是说，有些人他对身边的东西习以为常的他不感兴趣。他对陌生的东西、新鲜的东西，他很感兴趣。
Yeah. He continued in the silence. How they think, how they feel, how they see the world. Don't you ever just wish you could go up and introduce yourself to a stranger and learn their entire life story?
看这段话就能充分凸显出这类人他们内心活动，就是说，哎，你看对面那个人，他是如何思考的？他怎么去感受世界呢？他怎么来看待这个世界呢？那你难道不希望自己能够走上前去向陌生人介绍自己，然后了解他们的 entire life story 人生故事吗？
Yeah, and this is like probably the most hurtful thing he says all day long, because he wants to know everything about the strange person somewhere across the room, but nothing about the person sitting right in front of him.
他表达出来的是对与他们俩无关的人的一种兴趣。
Yeah.
然后对这个该给予在这个当时当下给予注意力的人，他完全没有给予注意力。他就不在此刻，身在曹营心在汉。
She took her croissant again and took a voice-saving mouthful, nodding her head disjointedly.To glance at her tongue-trapped partner on the other side of the table.
注意看，这又是一个长句了哈。先来看，首先呢，女生就拿起那个羊角面包，再一次拿起来，然后呢，咬了一大口。Took a voice-saving mouthful.
Yeah, so she ate like one big bite, so she did not have to use her voice. So she kind of fired herself from having to talk.
就是 voice saving, 就是省了声音都不用了，省了声音了，话都不用说了，就咬了这么一大口，咬了一大口，咬的话都说不出来了，然后点着他的头 nodding her head
disjointedly. That means like if you nod your head disjointedly, that means like you nod your hand very, very firm, very much, as if it's not connected to your neck. It's very loose.
乱点头, disjointedly.
Yeah.
乱点头.
To glance at her tongue-trapped partner on the other side of the table.
Glance, 瞥了一眼。看了一眼他的那位什么样的 partner 呢他那位同伴那位 tongue trapped 嘴就没闲过
Yeah, so his tongue was constantly like busy talking about the other person in the room So he was tongue trapped
就我觉得这个作者用词真的用得挺好的、
mm-hmm.
一看就是一高手哈 Tongue trapped partner、啊、特别形象嘴都没闲下来的 On the other side of the table 你想想这个女主吧就是哇一大口羊角面包咬进去随便慌乱的点着你头然后顺便再瞥一眼对方那个心不在焉的人
She sneakily slid her feet out of her shoes and flexed her toes in the freedom under the tablecloth tiered table
你看这样的动作竟然连一个第三人看见了他的同伴竟然都不知道他是悄悄的 sneakily slid her feet out of her shoes 把他的指头啊双脚啊从鞋子里滑出来
Yeah, she I mean, I think girls do that sometimes Like,I do that too sometimes When I'm just under a desk Then I have like my shoes kind of hurt Then I just take off my shoes secretly Just to let them stretch
所以穿高跟鞋的女孩子有时候通常会在桌下把自己的双脚解放出来
Yeah, and flexed her toes Like she bent her toes, like kind of stretch your toes because they're free, they can like just be, like can breathe
flex 就是自由的伸缩嘛哈 flex your toes 脚趾 in the freedom under the tablecloth tiered table
yeah, so there was a lot of tablecloth, a lot of layers of tablecloth on the table, then like the table is tablecloth tiered, a lot of layers of tablecloth
啊这个 tier 是分层的 tablecloth 是桌布啊，有好几层桌布的桌子
The ache wrenched in her bones And her thoughts drifted to the woman he kept talking about
好这个时候呢他不是已经把脚伸出来了吗
Yeah
让脚趾自由地伸缩了
Yeah
解放着自己
she got a cramp that like that she Yeah you have that sometimes when you take your shoes off then your feet can feel a little bit cramped
你说一个人要是舒服他怎么会把那脚伸出来透气儿呢是不是他肯定是在这种环境下他觉得不舒服这种身体的语言这是一种身体的语言证明他自己感觉到不舒服了、yeah. The ache 疼痛
Wrenched in her bones That means that the ache really entered her bones Was pulled in her bones
感觉把疼痛呢是渗进这个骨头里的感觉到一种骨头的酸痛
And her thoughts drifted to the woman he kept talking about
他的思绪呢也不由自主的就飘向了对方正在谈论的人
And instantly she felt the emptiness and pain
Instantly 就是一刹那
Yeah, right away, like immediately
哇他感觉到一种巨大的空虚和 a pain of rejection 一种被拒绝的一种痛苦
Yeah, she felt like hurt
Hurt 哎，就这种感觉就是
Yeah,
完全就觉得哇就是一个局外人
Yeah, this is very like hurtful for her and very like she feels very rejected and miserable because he keeps on like talking about that other woman and not about her he doesn't ask her one single thing
对呀、啊、你看在吃饭的时候聚餐的时候尤其是一对一或者是和家人在一起什么的、
yeah.
是吧
Anything.
你的注意力只能在一个地方你要是、yeah.你要是分神了的话你就是对对方的不尊重
Exactly, it's not respectful
是吧这是一种 mutual respect 是不是第三段
I guess it's time to go He finally said Still not moving his unblinkingly eyes Or shifting his stranger struck body She mumbled affirmative And followed through with her purse The crowded bag jostledAgainst her hand in the fruitful search for cash, dumping the entire contents out for the finding and usage of a pen. She scrunched up her eyebrows, figuring the total into halves. Mind getting this one for me? He asked, raising himself to gather his belongings before heading out the door. Still, his attention wandered over to the daisy blooming at the opposite table. This was fun. Let's get together again sometime soon, okay? She fell back in her seat, drowning in the whirlpool of inattention, establishing their funds. She turned to see herself in the shadowy glass window reflection and saw herself slipping away.
大家都能够仿佛自己现在正在餐厅里一样，哈哈。有的人说，我一般来说呢，只能关注于自己盘子里的食物好不好吃，我不会去关注别人的。哎，这都挺好的。
Yeah, that's also okay. It's a sort of like silent respect.
就说你的注意力呢，你得在你这桌这儿。
Exactly.
不然你为什么要在这里吃饭呢
？Yeah.
是不是？你得关注你身边的人，这是一个主要的范围。完了，这个人就完全不关注。它就是一种相反的方向。
Yeah. I guess it's time to go.
好，这句话的意思是说，我想是时候咱们该走了。你看，说出这句话的人是谁？大家以为是这女生是吧？不是，是这男的。
Yeah, he said, finally, still not moving his unblinking eyes or shifting his stranger-struck body.
哎，是这个男的说出了这句话。本来是这个女的闲得无聊哈，觉得感觉到一种 emptiness and pain of rejection。男的这个时候呢，自己也觉得没啥趣味了，觉得挺乏味的了啊，就想走了。这属于完全的活在自己的世界里啊。
Yeah，
就说哎呀，差不多了，该走了吧。
She mumbled affirmative and followed through with her purse。
这个男的在说这句话的时候呢，眼睛依然是 still not moving his unblinking eyes， 眼睛眨都没眨。Or
yeah.
shifting his stranger-struck body.
Yeah, he was not moving his body because he was stranger-struck. That means that he saw the strange woman across the street and he was stricken by her, like, appearance. He was really, like, whoa, shocked.
这个 stranger-struck 很好很巧妙哈，他的意思就是被陌生人给牢牢吸引的，给陌生人给完全击中的那种身体的姿势。
She mumbled affirmative.
哎，她也是 mumbled， 再次咕哝着啊。Affirmative 表示赞成。
And follow through with her purse.
同时呢 ，follow through with her purse， 同时拿出了什么手提包。
The crowded bag jostled against her hand in the fruitful search for cash.
The crowded bag， 包包里呢还是塞得满满的。
Yeah，
很拥挤。
Her bag was a little bit full with everything.
那这里呢 ？Jostle against.
Jostle is to push against someone or something. So imagine like you hold your bag with one hand and you look through it with the other, then your bag goes up and down, and then it pushes to your body sometimes.
就是各种推挤着啊，推挤着他的手，在到这个包包里呢，去摸索着，寄希望于能够有一种 fruitful search， 能寄希望于能够搜索出一些现金。
Dumping the entire contents out for the finding and usage of a pen, she scrunched up her eyebrows, figuring the total into halves.
结果是 dumping， 全都倒出来啊，把里面所有的包里的东西都倒出来。
For the finding and usage of a pen.
啊，来找一根钢笔。
Yeah, she scrunched up her eyebrows.
好 ，scrunch， 以前我们也遇到过这个词，就是皱眉头的意思。
Yeah，
皱了皱眉头，然后 figuring the total 是指的是总账目 into halves。
Yeah， she was doing the math. She was trying to divide the total amount of the bill into two halves.
哎，人家的付账的自觉那就是什么 AA 制。
Yeah， they wanted to go Dutch.
对 ，go Dutch， figuring the total into halves. 好不容易找根笔出来哈，然后呢， yeah. 想要大家一起分开结账。
Mind getting this one for me? He asked.
这男的又说了一句话。
This is terrible. Mind getting this one for me means, would you like to pay this for me?
你愿不愿意把我这份也付了呢？
Yeah. Like, if you get this one, that means that you pay everything. So, if you are with your friends and like you're having dinner and you would like to treat them, they say, okay, guys, I will get this one.
所以说 get this one 的意思呢也有付账买单的意思。
Yeah.
啊，您愿意这顿饭就您请了吧，您不介意吧。
He asked, raising himself up to gather his belongings before heading out the door.
好，这个时候呢他就是这么很自然的就问了一句啊，这位男士很自然的问了一句，一点毛病没有啊，然后 raising himself up, 然后就把自己呢给站起来了啊。
Yeah.
就站起来了
To gather his belongings before heading out the door.
嗯，就开始呢收拾自己的东西了。
Yeah.
Gather his belongings before heading out the door. Heading out 就是朝着门出去。
Yeah. To go out, head out to go out.
啊，等于 go out.
Yeah.
出门了啊，就开始准备出门了。
Still, his attention wandered over to the daisy blooming at the opposite table.
这个语言太诗意了，这语言太诗意了，他的注意力还仍然在 wander over, 徘徊在对面的那朵绽放的雏菊上。
Yeah, he was really like still looking at the woman across the table, the daisy, that's a metaphor for a beautiful woman, blooming at the opposite table. When a flower blooms,A flower is open, a flower is at its best. At the opposite table, well, across the room.
就是说这种注意力啊确实有点反常。你说要是邻座来了一个哇长颜值很高的人，咱们肯定都会看一眼，对不对？
Yeah.
但是会不会这样一直盯着看呢？
Yeah, he constantly just looks the other way. This was fun. Let's get together again sometime soon, okay?
然后他还说了一句这样的话，他说嗯，跟你见面挺有趣的，那我们不久再找机会聚一次好吧。 This was fun. Let's get together again sometime soon. OK.
Not OK.
大家就听到这里，大家会不会觉得，大家会有什么样的想法，先告诉我们。你会觉得这种情况下
Wouldn't you feel mad if such a man would do that to you?Like, I would be so insulted. I mean, even women can also say this, of course. Like, it's not only a man thing, of course.
我觉得我可能会笑出来。我觉得挺好笑的。
Yeah, I think I would laugh, like, a lot. Like, do you really think I would want to? Like,
哎，我觉得这种人很有意思，很有意思，因为他比较反常。
Yeah.
他很有意思，他一点也不羞，对，一点也不羞涩，一点也没有觉得自己有问题。哎呀，特别说麻烦您把那个账给我结了好吗、
yeah. 啊、
然后还说哎，跟你聊天挺有意思的，咱们下次再找机会聚一聚。可能这种是一些人的他的生活方式，他就是这样的。
Yeah, it could be, it could be.
就是他们对别人他确实是无感的。
Yeah, they don't have any feeling of responsibility towards someone else or like any idea that they have to yeah, be respectful or have to yeah, pay attention to others.
所以我们读这样的文章啊，其实是增长一种见识。
Yeah.
就说这种社会上呢，什么样的人他都有。
Yeah.
所以您还不能盲目的去对别人生气啊，发个火什么的，因为有些人的个性是你这一辈子也没见过的、嗯、你就见见也无妨。您说像这种情况下，肯定很多人他可能也就火冒三丈了、
yeah.
其实呀、啊、也没必要。你看人家说不定对你这样的，他对别人他也这样，他这性格就是这样的。
Yeah, and the story follows likeIn a bit sad way, like it really illustrates the feeling of the woman he leaves behind.
你说啊，你违反人之常情，你冷漠，你无情。可人家他就这样的，他还没有来得及学会关心别人，
yeah.
还没来得及学会，没有人告诉他，也没有人教过他。
She fell back in her seat, drowning in the whirlpool of inattention.
好 ，fell back in her seat.倒坐在瘫坐在椅子上
Yeah, she was just She felt just defeated. Like, just like What is this?
完全被这个人打败了、
yeah.
就瘫坐在椅子里。
Drowning in the whirlpool of inattention、
在 whirlpool 漩涡当中啊，要溺毙了，是那种感觉、
yeah. Yeah, so like imagine like whirlpool is like that sort of bubble bath, right? Like it's a warm bath, like where you can like totally sit into like until your neck and like be entirely warm and surrounded by bubbling water. That's a whirlpool.
哎，他完全陷入了一种被忽视的漩涡当中。就是说今天他一定要问自己，我是谁？我在这里，我在干嘛？
Yeah.
我为什么要在这里？ Drowning in the whirlpool of inattention, 啊，这种无视 inattention 的漩涡当中。
Establishing their fund, she turned to see herself in the shadowy glass window reflection and saw herself slipping away.
啊，付账单还有一种说法， establishing their funds.
Yeah, that means that she was like sort of gathering their money, gathering her money basically to pay the bill. Like if you establish funds, you are like counting money up to a certain amount you need to buy something or to pay for something.
哦，明白，就是挨个的数着自己兜里的钱，然后把这些钱都攒起来，就攒起来，哈，聚拢起来，把钱付了。
She turned to see herself in the shadowy glass window reflection.
转身看着玻璃窗当中自己啊模糊的倒影啊，非常的孤独的感觉。
Yeah, she felt so lost, like what just happened? Like,Why was he like that? And what is wrong with me that he did not pay any attention to me?
刚才发生了什么？我是谁？ Yeah. 我为什么要在这里？
And saw herself slipping away.
然后呢，看着自己加快脚步溜走了。
Yeah, slipping away. Slip away, that is like to gradually disappear, to slowly fade away. And like that is a bit like...her feeling more than reality, of course. Like, because the guy treated her so bad and treated like the other woman in the room so well, basically, she felt like nothing. She felt like so ignored and just mistreated that she felt very sad and hurt.
所以这样的一种都市人格哈，就被这个作者非常敏锐地捕捉到了。
Yeah.
所以你看作者的功能啊，就是用他的眼睛看到一些我们看不了的东西。
Maybe this story is written by a woman who had this experience.
也有可能是有过这种经验的女性写的一篇文章。
Yeah.
也是。所以呢，反正啊，我们就好像已经在餐厅里啊看到这一幕的出现和发生一样。
Yeah.
啊，就觉得挺有意思的。但是我们联想起自己的生活当中，其实也有可能遇到过类似的人。
Yeah.
就它的核心是什么呢？核心就是说，这样的人他是只关注自己。
Yeah.
只是我，也是生活在一个 me world.
Yeah, exactly like that. The guy...is obviously like, yeah, living in a me-only world. He's only used to talking about himself and talking about what he thinks is interesting and judging everyone around him.
什么是我觉得感兴趣的？什么是我要去评判的？
Yeah, exactly.
什么是，反正呢，你们只能围着我转，但是我不可能围着你们转。
But those people don't realize that their inattention makes people feel very unwanted and like makes people feel very bad about themselves and very hurt. Like, because it's just not how you treat people. It's not like polite.
因为有些人他天生啊，天性当中他是意识不到，就是说别人和他一样，其实也是需要关注的。
Yeah.
他其实每个人都是，每个人既需要适当的关注和认同，每个人也都需要去给予他人关注和认同，因为这是一种起码的社交的礼貌。
Yeah, it's just like a social rule that you kind of have to abide.
对啊。
Like, it's just like, yeah, it should be common sense, but too many times people are just not realizing that they are behaving in like the way this man does.
所以如果说一个人对他人缺乏一种共情力的话，那么他的人际肯定就不是很好。
Yeah, like it can be like low self-esteem. It can be that they did not have the same treatment when they were a child. It can be like anything that they're not used to it. What is important, how do you respond to these kind of people?
所以这种文章呢，其实对于我们读了它以后哈，就对我们每个人自己都是一种自我的检查。
Yeah.
就说我们不能说啊，别人就是一个很无情很冷漠的人，其实有时候我们自己也是这样子的。
We can all be like this.
是不是我们多多少少都有点，自己都有点这样。
Yeah, we can all be like in a certain mood that we don't really pay attention to other people, to that we don't really are caring.
自己高兴了就怎样，自己不高兴了就不怎样。
Exactly.、
啊、谁管别人呢、
exactly.
是不是
Yeah.
啊，现在这年代就是说大家都有点这个 返回儿童的心理哈、啊
yeah.
都有点幼小派的心理，我要怎样就怎样这样。
It is a kind reminder that we should always be respectful towards each other.
所以说呀，很多层面很多方面可以，很多角度可以看这个故事是吧、mm-hmm. 但是呢我们最重要的是自查，看看自己是不是有这个问题。我觉得我也有这个问题、
yeah.
我觉得我有的时候也是这
样子的。 I think me too. A little self reflection once in a while is definitely
我仿佛从这个男人的身上看到了我自己所以我觉得挺好笑的，我尝试理解我自己。
It's good on a Monday, definitely.
大家讨论也很热烈哈，希望你们能喜欢这个文章。谢谢 Judy 老师进行挑选。
Thank you all for listening.
下周见。
See you next time.
庆祝改革开放40年，北京电台特别推出《走进春风里》，改革开放大新纪事。一滴雨水落入江海，继而蒸发成水汽。回入云端，一片树叶随秋风而落，滋养土壤，待来年初春萌发新芽，周而复始，循环往复，自然万物莫不如是。效法自然，我们会得到很多灵感。再生材料纸张可以循环使用，污水处理成为中水，更是早已普及我们的日常生活。很多时候，保护自然的答案就在自然本身。变废为宝，循环使用，保护自然，从学习自然开始。7月13号到7月22号，来北京展览馆北京阅读季中国童书博览会城市科学节吧，200场阅读活动，徜徉浩瀚书海，60场科学实验，打开神奇世界，还有十国大使馆带来的童话故事。这个暑假，北京展览馆，我们一起读书吧。详情关注微信公众号“中国童书博览会”。One thing I know, that is I know nothing. 世界很大，我们很渺小。北京外语广播与您相约更精彩的大千世界。 Radio 774北京外语广播，北京外语广播网络电台与您分享每一刻。